This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition. I'm Kelvin Yee. According to Dato' Sabin Samita, Director General of the IRB, or the Inland Revenue Board, if you don't settle your taxes before you die, the taxman could very well be going for your children. They might find themselves in legal troubles or even barred from going overseas. How can this be? We have Virinderjeet Singh, Executive Chairman at XL Asia, to explain the legalese to us. Virinder, could you tell me what happens when someone dies but they still have unpaid taxes?
Well, specific aspect is that whatever taxes an individual owes to the Inland Revenue Board are debt that still have to be paid. So even if a person passed away and died, it doesn't mean that that particular liability for some amount of tax that was outstanding, it doesn't mean that that goes away. So the obligation to pay that is still there. And so that's where the responsibility falls on the shoulders of the administrator of the estate of the deceased person. And that has to be then settled by the particular administrator. So that's how it works.
Does that mean that the person has to have a will? Then can the debt be passed on.
Well, I think, two things. One is, with a will, you'll have an administrator. If you die without a will, then the issue will be that there's no one administering the estate. So that becomes even more difficult for anyone to be taking over the responsibility. But the point to note is that the first part where I mentioned that the administrator becomes responsible is very clear. That's because there's a will, there's a clearly defined person who is defined as executor of the will, and the person then carries on their responsibility. Now, if a person dies without a will, the issue is that the Inland Revenue Board can still recover the liability in terms of outstanding taxes from the estate of the individual. So even though there's no administrator, they can take action against the beneficiaries. But that will be a long-winded affair, because until someone is then appointed to take care of the affairs of the deceased person, I think then the Inland Revenue Board would then have to wait it out and actually wait for that particular person to be appointed and only then look at pursuing that particular liability.
What sort of sentences and fines will be imposed if the taxes aren't paid by the next person who takes it on?
The penalties and fines remain the same, just like if an individual were or a company or a person were owing taxes. Remember, it's a question of you being assessed by the Inland Revenue. Amount is due. The person unfortunately passes away before the person is settled, and that's what happens is that the clock runs from the time of the tax is due, and the late payment penalties will keep clocking up. So it's the same thing for an individual who passes away. The late payment penalties will keep clocking up. But really, under the law, it can only go up to 10% and then plus another 5% of penalties. So they cannot go more than that. So that's really fixed. So that's really what the liability and penalties are. The other aspect will be that if you do have an administrator, and if there's a will and someone passes away, the executor takes over, the administrator then has a responsibility to also pay taxes on income that arises from the estate of the deceased person. So that we are looking at is another aspect. So just to recap, one is the individual who passes away. Whatever taxes were meant to be paid by that individual on that individual's assets or income from assets, that becomes still a liability. And the individual should have settled that. But if he passes away, then the executor just will settle it on behalf. Second is really about the period from the death of the individual. The assets that the individual has, which we call the estate, are then managed normally by the administrator or whoever is appointed. In the case there is no will, there will be someone who will be appointed to manage the estate. There is the executor of the will or the administrator of the estate becomes a taxable person. And that person will be responsible for filing tax returns on income earned from the estate of the deceased person. So that's a separate thing that works as well. So trust is quite clear because one is the individual, the other is the estate of the individual.
Could you talk about how this affects the next of kin?
Yeah, obviously in the case of a next of kin, the issue here will be that the estate that may eventually be distributed to the next of kin in some ways is affected, because if there's a huge amount of tax that is outstanding, the tax has to be taken out from the value of the estate, and then only the balance get distributed. So indirectly, there's a little impact on the issue of what the next of kin gets in terms of benefits from the assets of the individual passed away. But other than that, there's no other impact, because the executor or the administrator of the estate then becomes the one who will have to arrange to make arrangements to settle whatever outstanding taxes the deceased individual had incurred or is liable for before the date of death of that individual. And if I may, in most cases, the executor, the administrator could well be one of the beneficiaries, right? It could be the son or the daughter and so on. So beneficiaries will just feel that if there's a huge amount of tax, then the value of the estate going back, going to be distributed to them eventually will be diminished a little bit by the amount of taxes. That's all.
And also, I'm wondering if you could possibly ask for a waiver on those debts that your deceased parents owe.
Okay, there is really no provision for any waiver. So it becomes a clear liability, and that's why it's important that all outstanding taxes be settled. Well, obviously, in the unfortunate event of someone passing away, then whatever is outstanding, I think the administrator or even whoever is next of kin wants to settle the taxes, they should be settling this quickly, because there's no such thing as a waiver. It's just penalties will run up 10 plus 5 maximum, 15% on outstanding taxes. So no provision for a waiver.
And I guess just moving on to another thing that's related to death and taxes, you know, we presently don't have the inheritance tax here. Do you think it would be a good idea to introduce it here? What would be the pros and cons?
I think the rationale, one has to look at the broad philosophical aspect of what is it that we should tax. And in many theoretical arguments that one has, is that should we tax income, should we tax assets, should we tax the estate, should we tax, all the various things. In most countries, it is you tax the income that you earn from your assets. But in many developed countries, it is the income plus the assets that are being taxed. And this can be taxed while one is alive or when one passes away. In many developed countries, we do have inheritance tax, or in some countries, you call it an estate duty. So I think the general tendency one can is to look at situations where if you are fairly developed a nation, then I think the chances are you have taxes on all categories, which means tax on capital, tax on income, tax on assets. So inheritance tax should normally be part of the framework. But in a developing country, the question does arise in terms of what is the objective that one has if one were to start imposing inheritance tax. Because an inheritance tax or an estate duty does not bring in substantial revenue to the government, because it's all dependent on a person passing away. And obviously, if the person passes away and has got a huge amount of wealth, then yes, that particular, if you impose a 10% tax on the value of the estate of the individual, then that could be a huge amount that could be due to the tax authorities. But the problem here is that you do not, in general, see a substantial revenue that is collected. So in most situations, what happens is that the reason why inheritance tax or estate duty is there is largely because of the intention to redistribute wealth, tax the rich and rather than the poor, that kind of concept. So you try to establish equality. So you tax only the wealthy in terms of a certain threshold. For example, the estate is valued above 10 million ringgit, and there's a tax, inheritance tax, when someone passes away. And if the value of the estate is below that, then probably there won't be. So things like that. So there's always a threshold. So I think one has to look at the rationale of what should be taxed.
Right. With all those arguments in mind, should Malaysia introduce the inheritance tax?
And in the context of Malaysia, I feel that although there have been a number of articles floating around or a number of WhatsApp messages floating around in terms of the possibility of an inheritance tax, I think one needs to sit back and look at the country itself in terms of Malaysia. Our need is really for tax revenue. And inheritance tax will not bring in the amount of revenue you need. It's just like if you compare the GST, which has brought in a huge amount of revenue because it's on broad consumption. So therefore, you sit back and think about it. Is there a clear rationale for us to introduce it? Not yet. I think it should only be there when we have reached the so-called high income and developed status, where we have society in general earning a reasonable wage. And right now, when we find that the significant part of our labor workforce or people are not the high income level or not even the middle income level, a lot of them are, you know, the B40 group and so on. So I don't think we've reached that level. So I think that's generally my little take on this issue of advantages, disadvantages of an inheritance tax.
That was Varinderjit Singh, Executive Chairman at XL Asia. After the news, we're going to be talking about whether we should put an age cap on elderly drivers. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.